Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to washing body parts three times during wudu. Now, it is generally thought that we must wash our body parts three times. Thus, for example, we should wash our face three times, we should rinse our mouth three times, we should put water in our nostrils for three times. And this is, of course, because we think that the Prophet Muhammad has directed us that we must wash these body parts three times. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood that the whole procedure of wudu has been mentioned in the Quran. And the way it has been mentioned clearly shows that when we wash body parts, then they must be washed thoroughly and completely so that nothing is left dry. So when the words of the Quran are فَغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ, while describing the wudu, it says that wash your face. Of course, it means that we have to thoroughly wash our face. We must wash our face thoroughly. And it is precisely because of this that the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at times has asked people to repeat their wudu when he saw that they had not done it properly. At one instance, he asked a person to go back and repeat his wudu and do it in a thorough manner. And his words were, irji' fa'ahsin wudu'ak, and go back and do this wudu in a proper manner, in a thorough manner. Similarly, at another time, he is reported to have said, Asbighul wuzu, when he saw that people had left their ankles dry, they had not properly washed them, he said that they must go back and thoroughly wash them. So what needs to be understood is that it is not the question of washing body parts three times that has been made obligatory upon us. What has been made obligatory upon us is to wash our body parts thoroughly. So this thoroughness is the objective that we must have before us. This can be achieved by washing body parts just once. It can be achieved by washing them twice or thrice or even more. So we find the Prophet himself, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that at times he just washed his body parts once. Similarly, at times he washed them twice. So this variation in itself shows that the real thing is not the count. It is the manner in which the wuzu should be done. Wuzu should be done thoroughly, which means that the body part should be thoroughly washed. It should be completely washed. So the objective of washing body parts is not to count the number of times that we wash them, but we must wash them in a thorough manner, and this thoroughness can be achieved in any number of counts. It can be achieved by washing them once or twice or thrice or even more than three times. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimina wal muslimat.